Ga itse go le jalo bile re konosetsa kgang ya rona ya dikgangkgolo tsa letsatsi. The chairman of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation ko Parliamenteng, Lulu Johnson, also briefed Parliament after the minister's budget vote. Johnson a re mo gaetso committee, which comprises of different MPs from different political parties, have committed to support the work of the department and the minister. Abu Ajana ka kodi ya gagwe.
Fellow South Africans, once again, that time of the year has come, and it will certainly go, but with a different budget of 15.6 billion rand, whose implementation shall surely not be as business as usual. We do so mindful of the challenges confronted by the Department of Water and Sanitation and its entities, Water Research Commission, Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, and the CMAs. Budget's sole purpose is to change the lives of our ordinary people for the better. Anyone who opposes such a budget is anti-people, anti-progress, and counter-revolutionary. We say all of this informed by our constitutional right, as enshrined in Section 27, Subsection 1b, that everyone has a right to have access to sufficient water. Indeed, water is life and sanitation is dignity. Chairperson, following the maiden State of the Nation address by President Cyril Ramaphosa, whose theme, Making Your Future Work Better, Learning from Madiba, sent our country abuzz with excitement, following Madiba's footsteps to build a better South Africa, for all through a Tuma Mina voluntary call. Colin joins us to act as one in adhering to this call by saving water and report all leaks wherever they are found in the spirit of Tuma Mina. As a reminder to our hard-working officials and those whose mission is about running this once a pride department down, this vision of the Department of Water and Sanitation remains that of being a dynamic, a people-centered department, leading an effective management of the nation's water resource to meet the needs of the current and future generations, guided by the values of transparency, fulfilling a mandate in an ethical and open manner, of respecting each other and attending to the needs of our citizens. Excellence as leaders and innovators in the sector who get it right on time every time. And lastly, for everyone, as a caring employer who through teamwork serves South Africa's people. A message to you, Minister, is simple. Do not allow any further slump in this pride of our nation. As we are here to work with you in this trajectory towards a caring, innovative and ethical department that must allow respect for all. Fellow South Africans, as we commemorate the 30th anniversary of an embarrassing 10-0 defeat at Kudukono Valley, a defeat that apartheid armed forces, together with their erstwhile allies, the U.S. imperialists, will never forget for generations to come. The 35 engineers from Cuba, especially, are with us as at this hour as we of need more than ever before. This time around, in enhancing our capacity in the far-flung rural areas as true internationalists to bring about a better life to all in our country. This is where a number of our engineers wouldn't wish to go. The Cubans, once again, are here with us.
Mogaetsho ke tsone dikgangkgolo tsa letsatsi a re ko bagwebing ra bua jaanong.